Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. And then next Friday on August 26th,
your best friend could take a peek into the future. Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let The Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands.
com. And once you're there, just click on the Polaris store or look for the free Today's Guide on the home page, or call us toll free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? First of all, did you notice that big earthquake on Wall Street this week? Hey, we've been having explosive energies all week with the cycles of Mars square Uranus and Mars opposite Pluto. Oh, we also saw rioting in London, and the phone company Verizon had a pretty big, ugly union strike. And maybe you've experienced something or someone exploding on you. If so, consider whether there's a way for you to have a breakthrough. That would be the best use of these energies. And in addition, it would be best if your motivations and actions would change to help assist with that breakthrough. Now, just a quick sidebar here about the U.S. debt. Last week, I told you it wouldn't matter that the debt ceiling law was finally passed and signed into law on August 2nd, which was an all-day time out when nothing comes of whatever you're doing. Now, that was confirmed late on Friday when Standard & Poor went ahead and downgraded the U.S. debt to AA+ from its previous AAA rating. They did this because they said the new package didn't do enough to limit the debt, which is true. However, the Treasury found that they had a $2 trillion error in their calculations. How Mercury retrograde. And they still went ahead with their downgrade. Now, this just shows you that even $2 trillion less in debt is not enough to make any real difference to the credit rating of the U.S. This basically means that you need to trade your dollars, stocks, and bonds in for gold coins as quickly as you possibly can. Unless the U.S. outlaws compound interest sometime very soon, it will default between now and 2015. Do your best to get your money into gold coins. There's an updated article on my site titled How to Buy Gold. Check it out and get some gold as quickly as possible. Now, back to those explosive energies, Mars square Uranus. They can be associated with earth changes such as earthquakes, volcanoes, hurricanes, tornadoes, major fires, floods, or major coronal mass ejections from the sun that can take out power grids. I suppose asteroids could be included in that list, but let's hope we're safe from those. In any event, we're in a period of transition from our existing paradigm to a new one, and all these changes...
Okay, folks, my apologies. We're experiencing lots of Mercury retrograde here this week. And one of those Mercury retrogrades is that I have no computer. And so there is not going to be a What's Up in the Heavens written this week. And there won't be one next week either. And we just had some communication problems as well for this particular phone line. So hopefully we'll get through this for the rest of the show. So what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, how are you surviving this Mercury retrograde? I hope you're doing better than I am. Are you feeling any less confused than you were last week? Are you still finding yourself doing things two or three times? That's how I keep doing things, two or three times. We only have one more week of Mercury retrograde, which will end on August 26th. Now, in the meantime, this is your chance to catch up, repair things, and get your mistakes fixed. This is not the time to start anything new. Wait until at least August 30th or 31st to do anything like that. And in the meantime, the most confusing part of this cycle is temporarily past. So take advantage of any temporary clarity you gain. Now, although we're now less confused about details, we're still confused about other things. Now we have the Sun and Venus opposite Neptune. This suggests that we're confused about our future financial situation, or we may be confused or uncertain about a relationship situation. And for that matter, the relationship and the financial situation may be tied together. So this can feel like our finances or a relationship are dissolving. Sun and Venus opposite Neptune peaks on August 21st and 22nd. And it stays in range through August 26th. And also remember that with Sun conjunct Venus through September 13th, we're still not seeing something clearly regarding a financial or relationship situation. So if you didn't gain clarity about such an issue on August 16th, then wait until this cycle is over to make a final decision. Don't make important decisions about your finances or relationship during this time. Wait until you're clear. Now, next, we're also in the midst of a cycle that feels frustrating. This is the cycle of Mars square Saturn. And if you're feeling blocked no matter which direction you turn, you're probably experiencing this cycle. This is an energy management cycle. Basically, the universe wants you to get your plan in order, not a plan in your head, not something you've put on a napkin. The universe or your boss wants to see a written plan that details who will do what by when, plus the costs and benefits of the plan. You won't get a green light until you get this done, so start working on your written plan right away. This cycle peaks on August 25th and stays in range through September 7th. Now, next, already in range and staying in range through August 23rd, we have the opportunities to take fortunate actions. This is the cycle of Mars sextile Jupiter. And this means if we follow through by initiating these actions, we'll see rewards downstream and maybe even fairly quickly. Keep in mind that this cycle occurs during Mercury retrograde, suggesting that these fortunate actions may be ones you missed taking previously. Also look for situations where you're renewing a fortunate action, such as renewing an advertising opportunity or a trade show that has worked well for you in the past. It may also be as simple as reconnecting with a past customer whom you haven't heard from in a while, or reconnecting with a previous boss. Any previous growth opportunity is fair game. Remember that opportunities require you to take the initiative. They don't jump up and they don't demand attention. They wait for you to take action. And here's an idea for you. If you purchase heating oil, buy as much as you can for the winter right now before prices jump higher in the coming months. You'll save a lot of money if you do. Now, next, starting on August 24th, peaking on August 28th through September 2nd, we have a combination of cycles that represent powerful and expansive leaders and very large growth opportunities. This is the configuration of a grand trine with the Sun trine both Jupiter and Pluto. And with all these planets and Earth signs, they represent practical and pragmatic leaders and or very real major growth opportunities. These leaders want long-term solutions with real results for the challenges at hand. Now, it may be that someone new will throw their hat in the ring for the presidential race. However, it's just as likely to represent a business or a home leader who brings optimism, growth, and expansion to their group in a large way. The growth in a business could come from a very large and powerful customer or sales to the masses. So if you're lucky enough to have this cycle impacting your personal chart, the growth can represent a very large inheritance or bonus or a new position which comes with a lot of perks and a much higher salary. It could also suggest winning the lottery or hitting upon a winning business idea that's a smashing success. The cycle for powerful leaders, our Sun trine Pluto, stays in range through September 4th. Now, what's getting started at the new moon on August 28th are amazing opportunities for growth and abundance. These opportunities are especially great for anything related to powerful customers, large companies, or selling to the masses. There's plenty of money for nearly anything you can imagine, but products related to computers, healthcare, retail, financial products, publishing, travel, hotels, education, legal matters, insurance, and environmental products are especially favored. This is the combination of the grand trine of Sun, Moon, and Venus, all conjunct and trine to both Pluto and Jupiter. Now, Venus trine Jupiter peaks August 29th through 30th. It stays in range through September 3rd. Sun trine Jupiter peaks on September 2nd and stays in range through September 9th. And a day or two after this new moon is a great time to start something new, so consider August 30th and 31st. Now, what's challenging about this new moon is that there are entrenched and challenging communications that never seem to resolve. So this could be related to discussions in Congress regarding our debt situation, or you may be encountering similar discussions at work or home regarding a debt situation that's being discussed in endless circles. Also, watch out for unexpected traffic situations that can cause very serious accidents, so drive very carefully. The life you save by doing so may be your own. The financial markets during this new moon seem to be taking congressional issues in stride. They look stronger than they have been in the past. However, there are also some unexpected adjustments to stocks or bonds. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide, and this week your tip is this. Next Tuesday and Wednesday and part of Thursday are the best days we have next week. Also notice that the third quarter of moon occurs on Sunday, August 21st. So after that, we're letting go of things that didn't work in our last go-around and then planting seeds for the near future. If you decide to plant new seeds with fortunate actions next week, do so with the intention that they will lead you to greater levels of prosperity. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to get your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens, but it won't be out there this week or next week. So just a quick reminder, it's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, and you can register for it on my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and it's free, so get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When I come back from this short break, I'll be taking one caller. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call
8-8-8-2-8-7-20-11. Back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I'm taking one call, and I believe we already have the caller that we're going to handle for today. And after that, I'll give you the prosperity tip of the week. Now, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. And I'll be back in the office on September 2nd through the 8th, so call soon to schedule. Benny, do we have a caller?
We do. Let's take Sandra. She's calling in from Kirkland, Washington's, Washington, not Washington's. There's no plural. Let's see here. She's considering a move, and her birth date is March 1st of 52. At 2:25 p.m., and she was born in Albany, California. So, Sandra, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I'm good. I'm thinking about moving down to Southern California to accept a music teaching job, and I have not taught for about 5 years, and I'm wanting to get back into it, and I've had this opportunity. I'm just wondering if this is a good situation for me.
Wow, let me see here. Now, when would you be moving?
Well, it would have to be next week because their school starts the end of this month.
Oh, wow. That's pretty much immediately.
There's not a lot of time to think.
When did you get this opportunity?
Just 2 days ago.
2 days ago? Okay. Well, you know, I am seeing the potential for you to move. That definitely shows up. Would not necessarily have to move, but it is one possibility that you could move. And basically what I'm seeing is that you have a situation going on right now where there's, it feels like there's something that's what I would consider to be intolerable that you're going to break free of. Is that true?
Yes, it could be in terms of my marriage and living situation and an experience that I've been having for the last 3 or 4 years.
Okay. So you would be making the move kind of basically to break free of that situation. But
yes.
It also has, you know, some pretty strong potential for high growth. You know, so that also could be a good reason to move.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, is there any, I don't know, perhaps hidden anger or volatility going on at the moment?
Perhaps. Not terribly so, but just more of a cycle of that.
Oh, okay. All right. It looks like there could be some. So I would just caution you not to drive when you're angry, or you know, to be doing, you know, operating machinery of any sort, you know, if you're feeling upset about anything.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So okay. Especially if you're moving, you know, be sure that you're in a calm state when you're trying to get yourself down the road.
Right. So it seems like there is something in there that is a potential and a potential for high growth, which is in and of itself exciting but yet scary.
Right. I'm going to just quickly look and see if I can also access your solar return. And where were you for your solar return this year?
I'm not sure. What that
for
is.
Your birthday, I'm sorry. For your birthday, your last birthday in March.
I was in Kirkland, Washington.
Okay, let me see if I can get this in here and take a quick look. We'll see if this works. I'm on a completely different computer. Okay, so. That does have the potential for you to move in that one as well, in that set of cycles. So, but it looks like it is, in that one, it looks like it's almost like, sort of like the cart before the horse, in the sense that it's almost like you're leaping forward to the future without completing something from your past.
Is that something that you feel happened in March?
Well, it could happen any time during this year. So, you know, if there is something, you know, going on in your marriage that you might want to resolve before you take off.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And I hope that helps.
Yeah, I just kind of get a little feel for it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You take care, and good luck with your move.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Did you know that research showed that individuals who got rid of their excess debt were finally able to break through to their next higher level of income? Imagine what this also means for companies. In business or at home, debt is like an energetic hole, leaking our profits or income. So to move forward, what works best is to live or operate on 70% of the income, pay down debts with 20% of it, and build wealth by saving 10%. Now, this formula can get you to your next level of income, whether that's business or personal. So do your best to realign your budget to this formula for a faster rate of financial success. Now, next Friday on August 26th, I have a special guest, Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon, the Earth Magnetic Master, and we'll both be in Hawaii enjoying his Kryon tour, and I'll be there to celebrate my 60th birthday. So remember, there will not be a What's Up in the Heavens next week, written or on the air. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And by the time I get back from my trip, we'll probably even have the 2012s available, so order those too. And also, sign up for our free What's Up in the Heavens, and you'll get one on September 2nd. That's the next one that will come out. Remember, none for today. And you can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. Again, that number is 877-524-8300. And next, stay tuned for Marine Saint Germain. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
ZO88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using ZO88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing. And is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey. One who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person. An experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.